So last week, I was talking about when I am writing my columns, I go into my office and I crank up the rock and roll and close the door so that people aren't too offended by it. But the rock and roll and the music helps me to sort of focus and to concentrate and helps me to write. Well, the columns are all squared away, but this week I had to write my homily for the Korean Mass next week because the Koreans, for some reason, want to translate it into Korean so that they understand what I'm saying. Not sure why, but they do that anyway. So I had the music on, and one of the things that came by as I was listening, came through today, as I was listening to it, last week it was American Pie. This week it was Dave Brubeck's Take Five. Is anybody familiar with that piece of music? It's a great piece of music, isn't it? So what happened was actually the video of him doing that was playing as the music came on. Sometimes it's just the music, but this was actually a video. And I was watching. And the process was so effortless for these guys who were playing this piece of music. I mean, they were into it, and it just flowed, and the piano and the saxophone and all of the other instruments were just, it was just happening. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure that those guys practiced hour upon hour upon hour to make it look so effortless. And so as I was thinking about that and working on my Korean homily, which is for next week, by the way, so we're not going to talk about that. We have to prepare. We have to prepare ourselves for the process that we are called to be involved in when we bring about the gospel. We can't just get up in the morning and decide we're going to preach the gospel and out it comes. We have to be ready. We have to prepare ourselves for that process. And that's what the season of Advent is about, is preparing ourselves to be ready for that moment. We are called to enter into the scriptures. I am so glad that I am living in this day and age, because before Vatican II, if you were a good Catholic, you had a Bible in your house, but you didn't read it. You made sure it was well dusted, and all of the records were in it, in the front of the book, right? People are going, yeah, right. But please don't read it. And then Vatican II happened, and somebody woke up and said, not only should you read it, but you should study it. You should tear it apart and look into it and say, where am I in this? How does this mean something to me? And I am so glad that we've been invited to do that. We are encouraged, we are challenged to open up the scriptures. Say, what does that mean? How does that feel? What does it do to me? And in entering into that process, we are prepared to share it in our lives, in our ministries, in our community, in the way that we enter into our lives. And by doing that, we offer witness to God's presence in our own lives. People should see us coming. We should glow in the dark because we're on fire with that spirit of baptism and confirmation that Jesus gave us through the Holy Spirit. So I have no idea what's going to happen next week, but stay tuned. Because we are preparing. Each year, we prepare for the birth of this child. Because the world has been preparing for ages and ages and ages for this moment in history. When the world stops and God sends his son. And he spends his life in preparation. The time in the temple when he runs away from home and gets chewed out by Mary. What do you think you're doing? I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing, Mom. You're grounded. And then he went down and he grew in wisdom and understanding and grace. And then the moment in the Jordan when he and John see each other. They were cousins, So I'm guessing that although they didn't live too far apart, they probably saw each other. I don't know that they practiced their homilies with one another, but it changed in that moment. John understood. John knew what his calling was. We know what our calling is as well. Our calling, it's to prepare the way.